This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police are investigating a shooting and vandalism that occurred Sunday during a protest calling for justice in the death of Elijah McClain. Officer Matthew Longshore says the shots were apparently fired at a Jeep that sped through the protest.
The shooter took it upon himself to recklessly open fire and actually shot two people, other protesters in the group. Luckily, they are non-life-threatening injuries.
Longshore says most of the protesters left after the march, but a crowd of about 100 damaged the Aurora courthouse and the courtyard, including 20 broken windows and damaged lights. Police are asking anyone with pictures or videos of the car or the shooting to contact the police or Crime Stoppers. Republican leaders in Washington, D.C. could release their plan for another coronavirus stimulus bill soon, but it's not expected to include additional state and local aid, which many Colorado localities have been asking for. Instead, it will give local governments more flexibility on how to spend money from earlier federal help. Kevin Balmer with the Colorado Municipal League says local governments already took care to follow the rules, so added flexibility doesn't help fix their budgets.
That's a shell game, and it ought to be referred to as such. It's a distraction. It doesn't solve the problem.
Cory Gardner and six other Republican U.S. senators have sent a letter to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asking for COVID-19 relief proposals to include support for clean energy jobs. The senators say that the pandemic threatens clean energy projects and that jobs support would help spur economic growth across the country. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.